AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Confederate flag is flying for one final hour over the grounds of the South Carolina State House. It'll come down in a ceremony that Governor Nikki Haley says will be short and dignified.
That flag needs to be in a museum where we will continue to make sure that people can honor it appropriately. But the State House is... That's an area that belongs to everyone, and no one should ever drive by the State House and feel pain. No one should ever drive by the State House and feel like they don't belong.
A van will take the flag to a Confederate military museum. As that flag comes down, the world's largest free-flying American flag will be raised over New York City, which will honor Team USA, the World Cup soccer champions, with a ticker tape parade today. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Given the magnitude of the U.S. victory and what it meant, not just for soccer and women's soccer, but what it meant for women's athletics and what a statement it was to the world about the growing powerful role of women in this country, it was crucial that New York City honor this extraordinary team.
It's worse than we knew. Hackers who broke into government computers got personal information on 21 million Americans, we're now learning. Social security numbers, health histories, and other highly sensitive information. Members of both parties are now calling for the director of the Office of Personnel Management to resign. Catherine Archuleta says she will not. Financially struggling Greece is offering to raise taxes and cut pensions if Europe will give it a $60 billion loan, the offer sent to creditors overnight. A Southwest Airlines plane has aborted yet another takeoff from Chicago because of engine trouble. It happened Wednesday night as well. No reports of any injuries. The FAA is investigating. This is AP Radio News. Immigrants awaiting deportation at a suburban Denver facility are suing the private company that held them, alleging they were paid $1 a day to do janitorial work, sometimes under threat of solitary confinement. Attorney Brant Milstein represents some of them and tells us what they were told.
Under threat of solitary confinement, they'll stick you in the hole if you don't clean the pod when they tell you to. Similarly, they'll pay you $1 a day to work 8 hours cleaning the floors, waxing the floors, running the laundry, working in the kitchen. $1 a day.
A judge in Colorado has turned down a request to dismiss the suit against a Florida-based company. A federal appeals court in New Orleans will hear arguments today over President Obama's plan to shield from deportation millions of immigrants living illegally in this country. This involves mainly young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.